Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing headlines. 62 strict conditions are to be slapped on one of the state's most notorious pedophiles when he walks free from prison this morning. Bradley Pendragon has spent more than half his life in jail, but was granted release last month. The McGowan government has shut down the idea of softening WA's cannabis laws. The Legalised Cannabis Party is set to introduce a bill into state parliament calling for people to legally purchase 50 grams of the drug or grow four plants at home. But Minister Rita Saffiotti says the idea will not be supported by them.
Our government does not support that policy. We've of course supported the use of medicinal cannabis, and that project that is underway, but we don't support legalising cannabis for recreational use.
World Athletics and FIFA are reviewing their policies on transgender athletes in the wake of the World Swimming Body's controversial ban. FINA voted to restrict the participation of trans swimmers in elite women's races and instead plans to create an open category. Equality Australia CEO Anna Brown says the decision is setting a precedent.
We're really concerned that this policy could trickle down into sporting codes and community clubs across Australia, where there's been years of really positive work done to promote inclusion for trans and gender diverse people.
And the vaccine mandate on the WA horse racing industry has been lifted this morning. Jockey Jim Pike opted to shift to New South Wales to continue his riding career after refusing to get vaccinated earlier this year. In sport, Aussie spinner Nathan Lyon is backing Mitch Swepson to bowl alongside him in the upcoming Test series against Sri Lanka.
He's a team first bowler, he's a team first player, and he'll do anything for the team, and that's what I love about Swepo. We're expecting it to spin from ball one. Well, I certainly am, so that's the way I'm preparing.
The Aussie One Day side back in action tonight in Colombo. Sri Lanka leads that best of five series 2-1. And Jeremy McGovern remains in hospital this morning with major rib damage. The Eagles set to host the Bombers on Friday night.
Listener.